Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
All right, then.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I am so pumped this year for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm getting in the spirit now.
Hello, Green Diva Meg.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Mizar.
Hi. I feel like it's been forever since we've been together, and I think it has. We've been so busy.
Been a couple of weeks, and then this is going to be our last podcast till 2014.
Wow. All right. So let's get cracking. There's so much to share.
First, I want to welcome everybody to the Green Divas Radio Show, just in case they didn't know what they were doing when they hit the podcast.
Right. I came in with both guns blazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, so wee.
It's very good. I'm so glad to see you.
Well, same here. And thank you for an amazing hot chocolate, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Later on, we're going to have a DIY segment. And one of my, I'm also going to talk about it in the foodie file segment because we're talking about all of it. But I stumbled upon an idea, which I elaborated on, as I am wont to do.
Yeah.
I made this butt-kicking hot cocoa powder that's vegan. And just
butt kicking,
right?
I think you said it well. Butt kicking. Wow,
it's delish. Very special. And you know who'd be proud of me? David Avocado Wolf.
Oh,
our
he
friend
would.
David.
Yeah, because you did all. You put all the right ingredients.
Yeah,
in
I know.
There.
I know.
Are you listening, David?
David,
we love him.
Anyway,
there are no avocados in this hot chocolate. However, you did make avocado brownies
for Dr. Oz. Yeah, that's one of the reasons we didn't have a show last week because I was like, you know, in up to
and
my
the
elbow,
snow.
Up to my elbows in avocados, literally in brownies last week on Tuesday because Wednesday I went in for a taping.
Mm-hmm.
And I made avocado brownies for Dr. Oz for the show. And actually, it's a long story how it got started, but I offered originally to make avocado chocolate pudding, which is incredible.
Yeah.
And instead, Dr. Oz had the woman call me back. She said, well, Dr. Oz himself is requesting if you could make brownies. I'm like, really? You could bake with those things?
Well, I know, but it's like, I guess he must have known, but yeah.
Yeah, he must have known. Yeah,
but because you can also do it with black beans, like substitute avocado.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
Anyway.
But avocado sounds so much better.
It's creamy, silky,
yeah, exactly.
And you don't know it's avocado. I mean, it's a very rich brownie, and you're like, what? Avocado?
Oh, man.
Well, this is what I learned, and I didn't know why I was doing it. I knew it was like an alternative to maybe, you know, dairy products, right?
Right.
And stuff like that. But what I learned was that avocado, the reason he was using avocado is that it's a surprise source of protein.
Yes.
And I did not know that. I knew it was a healthy type of fat.
Yeah, it is. But to get a lot of nutrients out of it, you have to eat a lot of it. However,
no, half a cup is like 5 grams of fat. That's not that much.
No, not at all. Not at all. You're right.
So,
but it is very good for you.
He did a segment for a woman who had said she wanted to increase her, you know, her palate of protein that wasn't all meat. You know, she wanted some vegetables.
Right.
So I didn't know also that sun-dried tomatoes have protein. Would you have guessed that?
No, I just eat them.
Right. So he had three of us cooking the, you know, items using some of these surprise things. So there's three of us cooking. I made the avocado. I must say, I think he liked mine best.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, of course, it was cheating. I had the brownies, right? So,
well, because it's the chocolate factor that probably kicked in. Because who doesn't like chocolate except for your husband who's allergic?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, my Lord.
Which doesn't mean he doesn't like it. It just means he doesn't like being sick.
Yeah, well.
So anyway, Dr. Oz, like, wow, on camera.
I can't wait to see this tape.
And then after the segment, he came over to me and was like, oh, my God, I love those. Those are fantastic. And I said, well, you have the recipe now.
Yeah.
Because the recipe will be on Dr. Oz, but I've already posted it.
Yeah.
On thegreendivas.com.
Yeah, go make your avocado brownies.
So,
because
I mean, what I found was that afterwards, you know, when you're in the back, because you did the show.
You're
in
the
back,
the show,
and then all of the audience kind of files through that back area where you're stationed after, you know, after the show.
Yes.
So we had all these leftover brownies. So Wayne just held them out to the audience because they saw me. And they were all asking about the brownies.
Yeah.
How do I get that recipe? Did you post? You know, so I was handing out cards and brownies.
Oh, brilliant. You know what? You know what? Had you thought about it in advance, you could have put a card on a toothpick and stuck a toothpick in every single one with one of the Green Divas radio show cards. Yeah, but that's great.
And I made a special brownie for Dr. Oz, and his producers promised that they gave it to him. But I made one in the shape of a star for Dr. Oz.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
You are sweet,
Megan. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I had some special shapes, which they did not use for the on-camera set. I had like a gingerbread cookie shape. Yeah, dude. a little house shape. And I don't know. I don't remember what else. Well, the star, of course. There was four shapes.
I saw the post and I don't remember. I just remember the dude.
The dude and the star. The dude and the star.
Yeah. They must have been outrageous.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
So, you know. I got to meet. I'm telling you, though, it was like an all-day ordeal because you've done this. You know.
Well, and I know what TV is like. It's TV.
I do, look, too.
The motto
this,
in TV when you work in TV every day is hurry up and wait.
Well,
and still,
yeah.
The other part of that equation is time is money, but hurry up and wait.
Well, time is money for the crew. I don't know, but I'll tell you, I was on camera for maybe a minute.
Oh, I know.
Like maybe a minute.
I know.
You barely get your name out. I'm not even sure if he said my name. Really, that was like one of the ladies who cooked, you know. I think he said my name, but
we'll see. Now we don't know when it airs yet, do we?
I think next week, but with that to these people, that means nothing because you know.
Yeah,
I don't know when they're going to listen to this.
No,
podcast.
But that's going to be great.
So we'll
great.
Check the Green
yeah,
Diva
but you
site,
can always go. You can always go to the doctor because when I did the thing for my high cholesterol, which I've gotten down by the way, when I did the high cholesterol one. It'll be on the Dr. Oz site, and you can watch the video.
Oh, yeah.
You just have to know the name of the episode, because my episode, here I'm doing
this
high
one
cholesterol.
This had to do with sleep apnea. The name of this episode had to do
and
with...
And mine was Leaky Gut.
Oh, how
sexy.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Oz.
Yeah, I don't have leaky gut, folks, but that's the
I'm
episode
glad you
I
got
was
your
on.
Wayne has gotten his cholesterol down like crazy.
Me too.
And anyway, so
but I've lost 25 pounds too, man.
Yes, you have.
Yay.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
So, and I loved, they had wardrobe people. They took my little jacket
and
they
steamed it.
Yeah. And then I go to hair and
how
makeup.
How about makeup?
Which I always love hair and makeup, but these gals were so good and so fun.
So good.
And I looked so darn cute.
Well, you were a diva.
I was a
green diva.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
So, anywho, check thegreendivas.com and we'll make sure that we have information
about
it.
Yeah. Very, very exciting, Dr. Oz.
So
hey, you know what else is exciting?
What's exciting?
Well, you know, I've been so busy, Megan, and between the holidays, my persistent migraines, and the project that I was working on, we have a brand new website.
Wow, Pure2O.
Pure2O, that's P-U-R, number two, lowercase o.com. It's the same website in essence, except that it's tweaked and a little revamped.
Good.
And we have an About Us page. We finally put our pictures up there.
Well,
and
good.
We've added more information, and it's just, you know, but it's overwhelming to do this job.
Yeah.
You know, because you do it for the Green Divas.
Yeah.
And now
we need to totally revamp, which I, you know.
Well, you know, and it's just a constant.
Yeah.
You hear
me stirring my hot cocoa?
Oh, that was such good hot cocoa. I had finished mine, by the way. As a matter of fact, I stuck my finger in the bottom to get the...
That's why you hear the spoon.
You didn't give me a spoon, Megan.
I did, too.
No, I left it downstairs. Anyway, so, you know, visit the website, folks. There's always... It's like a living website because we'll be posting stuff. And there's also a Green Divas tab on there, by the way.
Ooh, how nice.
So you're on our website too.
Yay.
So that's good too. All right.
Now let's talk a little bit. Oh, I also got to do a Twitter party in the last couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Where I was kind of an honored guest.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
I don't get. I can't wrap my head around. I don't get it.
The whole great.
I'm
Twitter
so sorry.
Party thing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Well, all I'm going to say is that I'll post the picture in the post for this show.
Right.
This podcast. But Twitter party for me equals me with my feet up in front of the fireplace. And let me just be really graphic. Bra off. You know what I mean? Like total comfort for Green Diva. And then
I love that.
You know, with my feet up and the dog at my feet and a cup of tea.
And what do you do? But what do you do?
All right. So what you do is a group of people show up on Twitter. You log into Twitter.
You have like a
and
common
there's a hashtag. That's well, a common.
A common hashtag. So right. That's like your login.
And so you follow. You can create
discussions.
A column.
Threads.
Yeah, let's like
I'm throwing out these words and I have no idea what they mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So
there's an ongoing thread using that hashtag conversation. And what they do is they have questions. So question one is, and then you retweet it so everybody sees question one and you're inviting other people. So all my followers are seeing that I'm on this Twitter party, so they might join in, blah, blah, blah. And the question, you know, what they were asking about Christmas treats, because the whole thing is done with Arbor Day Foundation to raise awareness and also to plant trees. Their goal is to plant 1 million trees, especially during the holiday season.
Right.
When, of course, so many trees are cut down.
This is my big quandary. It's a conundrum for me, you know, artificial or real. But we decided that real is really the greenest and earth-friendliest.
It is.
It doesn't seem like it because, you know, when I feel so guilty cutting a tree, but then I know it goes back to Mother Earth.
It does. And actually, you know, anyway, there are a lot of more and more tree farmers that are using organic methods so that the soil isn't getting icky and, you know, they're not using as many chemicals and pesticides.
Right.
Plus, if you try to buy a locally farmed tree.
Correct.
So it doesn't travel 1,000 miles.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, if you're on the highway and you're heading north to ski, you see these big truckloads of trees coming down.
Yeah.
Do you know what I did this year? There's a little farm in my town, and it's not like it's really a tree farm, but it was a working farm for many, many generations. And it says, you know, cut your own weekends in December. So we showed up the first weekend in December. It was only a Sunday. That was the first weekend. And the trees are not trimmed. They're not pruned.
Right.
They're not shaped.
Right.
Whatever. And they're trying to sort of clear the land, like they're replanting, but so we had to cut a tree that was probably 18 or 20 feet tall, and we just used the top part of it.
Yeah.
But what I love about it, it's just natural.
Yeah.
I mean, your tree is beautiful.
And you know what? This was the first year that I didn't pick it out, and I was so busy.
Good.
And Wayne and Mary went out, and it was hard for me to let go. And they did so good. I'm telling you, my husband
got a beautiful tree.
Like the most beautiful wreath also. And usually he's the one that likes all the kind of tacky hoo-ha.
Tacky hoo-ha?
I just like a wreath that's fairly simple with a couple of natural pine cones and a ribbon. You know,
right.
A nice.
Right.
But he likes all the sort of
bells and whistle.
Yeah, and I'm like
J-I-N-G-L-E bells. You know who that is. That's Harry Connick Jr. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So anyway, he and Mary did I was good. So impressed.
We don't do wreaths in our family.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Because being first generation American, the wreath is something that is used upon the death of someone. You hang wreaths.
Oh.
And you see wreaths sometimes when, like in firehouses, when a firefighter has passed, right? So we don't do wreaths. We never did. My father did not want to see them ever. And I don't know if it's because he was raised in Islam or not, but I know it's also very European that they don't do wreaths. So my neighbor, God bless him, last year, my dad had died October 17th last year, and then he came up and he does a lot of his business is sort of catering to businesses, like he'll buy all the wreaths and the trees for big companies and stuff, and he'll go and have his crew decorate, whatever. He like outfits them, right? So he goes, he came over so happy, hey, I've got an extra wreath, here you go. And I said, Ed, I'm so sorry, but I can't take this.
That's bizarre. I never heard of anybody that didn't.
Yeah, no, we don't do wreaths.
All right, well, I won't give
you I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, listen.
We do food.
Wreath killer. Speaking of that, we have a wonderful Foodie File segment coming up with Gina.
Yes.
And Gina's not here yet. She'll be here in a little while. And
she's
you'll
got a potty.
Gina.
She's pottying now.
Yeah, potty girl.
Potty girl. Jersey. Oh, she's not a Jersey girl, but she's a potty girl.
So the other thing I want to mention is, you know, we have some nominations on Stitcher. If you listen to the show on Stitcher.
Yes.
We have nominations in several categories.
I know. What great
and I'm
news.
Really excited. And I guess the deal is the more people that nominate, then we make it to the finals, and then we can be, you know, possibly win the award for, you know, best show in that category. And we're in several categories.
So, you know what? Just tell the folks how to do this in case they don't. I mean, I know you have to download the app on a smartphone, right? Or can you do it on the internet, too?
I think you can do it on the internet, too.
Okay.
In fact, if you're on the internet on Stitcher, all you have to do is like them on Facebook. That's it. And then you can go in and nominate shows.
Oh.
So what they do is they give you a form for the different categories, and you just plug in the show name, which is The Green Divas Radio Show.
Correct.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
And then it ought to come up, and then you nominate it. And, you know, I mean, there's some obvious ones that would be good for us, like new. We're a fairly new show on Stitcher.
Yeah.
I think this year.
No, we're very new.
We're new on Stitcher this year. Yeah. So. There's new show, unique show. There's
Green Diva show.
Yeah, it's all about Green Diva.
Yeah. Okay. No. So that's that easy. Just download and vote, folks. That's all it is.
Well, nominate first, and then we'll do the voting thing later.
That's what I
but
meant.
We would love it and appreciate it if you would nominate us. We'd be very honored.
We'll share the wealth.
We sure will. We'll
if there is a cash prize.
Share
which
the
joy. Which we don't think there is, actually.
No, I'm sure there's not. But it would be an honor.
Yeah.
Would be an honor.
For sure. Hey, you know what, Megan? I know we're going to start talking about DIY in the holidays, but I know that you wanted to talk about this. And before we run out of time, this is a big deal. You know, we always reuse and reduce. And there's a lot of waste in the holidays.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, and so this statistic that I keep hearing, which I'm pretty sure is an EPA statistic, and I think it's fairly well grounded, is that the increase in waste from November to January.
Yeah.
Three short months.
Well, not
really,
even.
It's like two short months.
No, it's like, yeah, really. If you're thinking, is it November like Thanksgiving?
Yeah, you're right. So it's like 2 months.
It's six weeks, Megan.
Right. 6 weeks.
All right. We'll give him the benefit of the doubt and give him 2 months. All right, let's do that.
2 months. All right.
Oh, man.
We settled on that.
Whew.
Okay. 25% increase in waste in just those 2 months than the entire rest of the year.
In the United States?
In the U.S., yeah.
In the U.S. So we're talking paper waste, food waste. We're talking like
what goes
ribbons.
Into the landfills. In fact, the number is over 1 million tons.
Oh, people, reuse that wrapping paper.
25% equals 1 million tons of landfill garbage. So much of it is paper. Plastic, you know, there's packaging, there's wrapping, there's
listen, you know what? I have two big bags full of bags that I retrieve and reuse. And I only use bags mostly when I bring gifts or take gifts, to friends or whatever. But I have paper that I will, like, for instance, my favorite wrapping paper is a brown paper bag.
Yeah.
With
decorated.
And then what I do every single Christmas card that I get, and now that has really fallen off, thank God, because all these e-cards, and that's what I did this year.
Yeah.
I did e-cards because it's just you can choose from so many different outlets.
Yeah, somebody texted me along with like 300 of their best friends.
Yeah.
Which was very annoying. What is your address? I want to send you a Christmas card. And then, of course, everybody was texting back and my thing was going off. And I'm like, please, don't, you know, like, take me off this list.
Right.
Whatever. Like,
right. Here's my email. Send me an e-card.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, I said, do not send me a Christmas card. I love you.
Yes.
Send me an e-card.
Right.
Because I'd rather that you not kill
a
tree.
We're going to have the naysayer say, well, what about all those people who work to deliver the mail and all that? But you know what, though?
Give them a break.
We have...
We have a friend who's a UPS guy. We have a friend who's a UPS guy, and yesterday we had a terrible snowstorm, and it was just very, like, slick.
And you know what? It was like not for nothing, but, like, snow plows and whatever they put on the street were at a premium in my neighborhood.
I know. It's kind of ridiculous.
What the heck?
But anyway, I saw a Facebook post by him, and the dog is over there messing with your
microphone. I don't know what the heck is with Gracie today. All right,
anyway,
go ahead.
He said he was like having fun driving a big brown sled all day.
Oh, yeah.
It was very slick and weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, getting back to the Christmas cards.
So give these guys a break. Don't
send
the Christmas
cards. You know what I also do for gift tags? I will rip the card
Oh, yeah.
Off.
Yeah, use the design
And then
part.
The design. And I put the whole thing, unless, you know, sometimes I cut it out to make it cuter, whatever. And I splat that right onto
Didn't
the package.
Did you do a post with this with pictures last year?
I did.
Okay.
I
so
did.
So go to thegreendivas.com and yeah. You know what I think I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to sit at the end of the week and do a roundup of all these DIY posts and the foodie DIY posts and the wrapping posts from last year. Just to kind of bring it up
roll
front.
Roll them, roll them, roll them. Da-da-da-da.
Keep your
Round up.
Yeah, yeah.
But not the chemical stuff made by Monsanto, whom
exactly.
We really don't like.
That's fine.
Because I won't use the H-A-T word. E. Right. H-A-T-E word.
The hat. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't like hat.
I went right off the cliff right there, didn't I?
That was funny.
Can you please rein me in when you see me doing
roll
that?
Roll them, roll them, roll them.
Right.
Now that's like an earworm.
Oh, yeah, it
you
is.
You know what I mean?
You're going to be doing rawhide or roundup. So we're going to have a holiday roundup. Good idea.
So, you know,
more work for you, though, Megan.
Because, well, I, you know what? I was looking for a post of ours from last year about the holidays.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that easy to find.
So what do we do?
Because we have so many. Well.
That's good, though.
It's good. I mean, people have to search smart. But anyway. So I'll bring it up front so it's easy. But, you know, a lot of the things we talk about is like wrapping smart.
Yes.
Using cloth. I use cloth dish towels and napkins.
Correct.
So to encourage people to use cloth dish towels
Do you know
and cloth
napkins.
How
beautiful a newspaper. Now, I'm not talking about the slick with all the colors. I like the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times, which I don't get anymore. But just the columns of black and white ink or the black ink on the newsprint. And then you put a beautiful golden green ribbon on there. Oh, it's so pretty.
Whoa.
So pretty. It's one of my favorite things. Anyway.
So there's lots of things you can do with things that you have around the house to get creative. And you saw what I did with my little gift, my one of couple that are coming to you.
Yeah.
The hot cocoa.
Oh, my gosh. That was so good.
Hot, baby. See, now I'm going off the cliff.
That's right. I'll pull you back in.
It's
you're
very
not
special.
You're not far out enough yet. So, guys.
Yeah, I know. Don't reel me in. I'm still having fun.
Yeah, don't reel me in. I'm not that close to the edge yet. Oh!
Yeah, I'm not buzzed enough on this hot cocoa. This is Green Diva Meg's hot cocoa.
Yeah, anyway. Did you want to talk about the scammer? Do we have time?
No, not exactly. Did I mention the Green is Universal Share a Tree thing?
No, you didn't.
I wanted to mention that because we are going to hear from Heather Eng, who is the digital director of Green is Universal, and she's the one that hosted this Twitter party that I started to mention.
Oh, yeah. We got off on a tangent, didn't we?
And I think they planted, as of last week when I talked to her, they planted, you know, like over 100,000 trees, but they're still running the campaign until the end of the year, I believe. So there's lots of time left, and all you have to do is go to Facebook to their Share a Tree page. Look up Green is Universal. You'll see it. And you make an e-card. Talk about e-cards.
Oh, right there.
And they're so clever and cute. And every time you make an e-card, they plant a tree. And there's actually
really?
Also a Twitter thing you can do that you know, it's a Twitter number. She talks about it in the segment.
Great.
So stay tuned and listen for Heather Eng and I discussing our Twitter party last week.
Very nice.
And how you can get involved. It's really super easy, fun.
And it's more positive than, you know what, just to say, the scammer story is really not a big deal. So this story is better. maybe we'll do that in January or something.
We're bored.
Yeah.
We're
all righty. Okay.
All right, people. Stay tuned. We have a really good foodie DIY coming up with a foodie file segment with... I said a foodie DIY. Well, you know why?
Well, but foodie is DIY. Make it yourself, right?
This week, our foodie file is about a couple of DIY foodie gifts.
Well, and who doesn't love that?
Gina made some incredible chocolate bark for us.
And I have to, all right, she better leave it for me.
Yeah, and maybe
I'll eat it. I'll go off the diet for that.
But they're so cool. The thing's already there. Where do you see it? Because she made a special one for you and a special one for me.
I know
based
she
on
put figs in mine.
Figs. I got peanut butter. Yeah.
Yeah. Because she knows.
And then your DIY segment, which we're going to expand because we've all done some fun DIY
gift
ideas.
And we're talking a little bit about the spirit of giving a little bit later on, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When are we going to talk about that?
As soon as we come back from this.
Okay. Stay tuned. Did I just snort?
You did.
stay tuned anyway. We love you. Bye. No, not bye. Stay tuned.
Greetings, everyone. This is David Avocado Wolf, nutritionist, author, and chocolatier. And you're listening to The Green Divas. Listen close, tune in, and have the best day ever.
Green Diva Misar.
Yeah, Green Diva Meg. Isn't technology awesome?
Oh, you betcha.
You know, it makes keeping up with the Green Divas radio show easier and easier.
Did you know that we're on iHeartRadio now?
Oh, yeah.
iHeartRadio has a new talk channel, iHeartRadio Talk, and all you have to do is download the app, go to the website, go into the search bar, and search green. And guess what comes up to the top?
Why, the Green Divas radio show!
That way you'll never miss a Green Divas radio show. All right, we're contained ourselves. We're under control now.
Maybe. Yeah, by the hair of our chinny chin chin. Yeah, we are.
So let's talk a little bit. I had the idea that maybe all of us, each of us on the team, should kind of come up with our top three charities or organizations that we like to give to, not only during the holidays, but maybe we like to even give as a gift in the name of. Or any time of year.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be monetary money.
No,
I mean, it can
it
be
doesn't.
Giving your time, giving yes. your whatever.
Correct. So, you know, we're going to do a post by the end of this week or whatever. You know, whenever you listen to this, you go to thegreendivas.com and you'll find our post on the spirit of giving.
Right.
Because, you know, we've already talked a lot about gifts and consumer items We even talked about DIY stuff, which is great, and recycling and
yeah.
keeping our waste
well,
down.
Well, you're giving back to the planet. How's
but
that?
But the fact is, I personally am trying to get away from the consumer. There's such a heavy materialistic consumerism thing going on with Christmas now.
Absolutely.
That.
But it's been going on for a couple of years. I think the pendulum will find its way back.
I hope so.
I think we're getting there. I think it's just people are starting to understand. Yeah, you know, you got the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all that hoo-ha and hoop-de-doo. And I don't pay any attention to that. I think at some point, if you talk to some people, they're coming back to reality.
But the fact is, you know, there are the amount of people that are living in poverty in this country is rising way beyond what it has been over the last 50 years.
Well, what do they say? We're losing the middle class, right?
Yes. And I actually watched a really crazy video about the reality of this, which were real statistics. And it you know, our perspective on the haves and the have-nots, it's actually worse than we all think it is.
Is this the one your sister posted?
I posted it. She posted it.
Yeah. The disparity is huge.
And
it's growing.
Like, we all think it's bad, but it's actually
worse than we think. Yeah. I watched it because I don't know if I saw it on your sister, which is Lisa McWilliams, on her Facebook or on the Green Divas.
Yeah.
I watched it, and I had to stop it a couple times and, like, take stock of what I was watching. Because
yeah,
it's
like,
really,
wow.
Yeah, because our perception is not the reality.
And
that's
bad. And frankly, it makes me angry.
Well, sure.
And it makes me sad. Because I'm, you know, whatever. There just shouldn't be that many people. And now I know locally here in Bhutan, my little church, I get involved with some of the stuff they do for giving. And this year I volunteered to deliver some Christmas gifts for the needy families.
Mm-hmm.
And what they said was that there are more families than ever that are applying for assistance, whether it's the food bank or for Christmas help for their kids or whatever it is. So I really think that giving, to those in need is more important than ever, really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Here's
yeah.
my little lecture.
No, but that's good, though. I mean, yeah. At my bank, they have a tree, and it's done by, I don't know, a women's club or someone. And it says,
right.
Michael, age 16, asks
right.
for sweatpants.
That's
so
what
you
we
pull
do at
something
the
off,
yeah.
and you mm-hmm. do the best. And I've done that. I've done it for Easter baskets
so
as well.
It's so easy to do.
Oh, come
so
on. It's like you're
do.
Out there doing your stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have to buy the Polo or Calvin Klein sweatpants because a 16-year-old is going to grow out of them that fast anyway. You know, you get a good, decent, heavy pair of you know, I don't even want to drop names anymore, but just some good sweatpants or sneakers. Well,
new
or,
sweatpants would be a gift for any for some folks, just a pair of new, yeah, clean,
correct,
sweatpants.
Correct. Not hand-me-downs. Right. Not, yeah, I agreed, 100%.
So I'll tell you real quick what my three organizations, okay, are. And I always love Heifer International.
Me too. I've done that with the church, yes, in when I was in Mountain Lakes. We've
done
that.
Well, I actually, for
one, you buy a cow.
One Christmas, I gave everybody in their name, you know, you gave the gift of a goat to a family and, you know, whatever. For Christmas, that was what I did.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah, I love
here,
it.
And I bought a cow.
It's so fun. And it's just so fun. Like, you gave 12 chickens to,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. That's funnier than a cow, but yeah, exactly right. But like you, like your daughter Mary, the cow's name is Mary.
Yeah,
and here you go. And the family is somewhere, wherever. Yeah,
exactly.
It's all good. It's all good.
So that's one of my favorite,
love,
and it's a good organization because it's that whole concept of, you know, not just giving them the fish, but you're teaching them how to fish, and you're giving them they give animals and agriculture products or whatever that families can use, you know,
continually,
right?
You
know, whether,
yeah,
they're making
exactly
eggs,
right,
or
exactly,
milk or anyway. So I like Heifer International. One of the other ones, of course, is 11th Hour Rescue.
It's Gracie's turn.
Gracie.
Yes. And I pass that every day when I come to see you. Or
yeah,
every time I come. Yeah, it's right there, yeah, on Route 10,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they've become really very, like, nationally known because they do a lot of dog rescue. I mean, Gracie came from Texas. They have an incredible network.
I detected a Texan drawl in her,
see,
bark.
Yeah. In that bark, yeah.
Bark, bark.
Bark, bark. it's that big bark. But they rescue animals. They have an incredible network of people that they work with to save animals from shelters, yeah, that are kill shelters all over the country. And I've watched it in action, and this is how I ended up with Gracie. And it's painful for me because I want all of these dogs. Like,
my daughter, she's the pit bull rescuer.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she says, I've got to get a big, I got to earn a lot of money to buy a big farm so I can give them all a home.
That's what I would do.
I would do the same thing.
If I won the lottery.
I'd be divorced, but I would do the same thing.
You know how that crazy, huge lottery? Like,
two people. One in California.
So Mad Wayne didn't play last night. We played
and
last
one
week.
In Atlanta, yeah. Yeah, but there are still, oh, you didn't play this week. There's still like $21 million tickets, but we digress.
We digress. But if I won the lottery, I would definitely do like a farm for animals of all kinds that I would rescue.
Sanctuary.
I would definitely do that.
Absolutely.
I love animals. So 11th Hour Rescue, and I would encourage people to find, you know, local rescues that are reputable and help, you know, because not all shelters are... some of them are kill shelters. Some of them are great shelters.
I don't get that.
Well, it's tough, but there are just bazillions of little animals.
So
you got to spay
and neuter.
Yeah, yeah.
Nuts belong on the bowl on your kitchen table.
Did you see the post with the Christmas balls and it said?
I did.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you got to put that on the Green Divas website.
Yeah, I will.
Post that on the website because that's a great little cartoon.
The third one was my local food pantry. You know, there's one here in Boot.
Yes.
And I don't even think it's publicized, but I do donate to them because through the church, I know how to work with them. And but I would encourage everybody to find a local food pantry or you know, kitchen.
Do you know why, Megan, and you bring up a really good point, that people are asking for help like no time since the Depression, and that it's not just people that were raised in poverty, let's just say, mm-hmm, or that know poverty, but it's also people that find themselves for the first time in their lives,
right,
scraping money together to do something,
right,
because unfortunately that's where we are, right. And so that's an excellent point that we really go local.
So those are my three, and I know you've got a couple.
I've got a couple, and I could do a couple more. You know, I had to temper my enthusiasm. I like UNICEF, if I'm looking on a big global blackboard here.
They use a lot of the money for,
well,
sometimes some of those big ones, yeah.
Clean water.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I'm all about clean water, and they do a lot of work for clean drinking water. I will say, like any big organization, there are some drawbacks. You know, it takes a lot of money to run organizations that are that big. So you donate and you don't know where your money may be going, but it's always something to keep in mind when you're looking at a big charitable. And it's not like it's a charity, UNICEF. It's an organization that does work to benefit a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, I know you had a little orange box growing up.
Oh, my gosh.
We had to compete. Halloween. Oh, yeah. My gosh. We could try to, you know, who got more money for UNICEF,
yeah.
Which was a great way to start, you know, yeah. and it stayed with me all these years. So because they do make a point to go out and because drinking water, clean drinking water, should not be a commodity, and that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Everyone, and I don't care who your
right.
God
everybody
is.
Everybody should have access to
that's
it.
Right. I don't care who. They all have. Everybody has a right to a clean drink of water. I don't care who you
well,
are.
It's an essential element to life. And
well,
you know.
3 days and you're dead. You can live mm-hmm. like Gandhi did for 21 days, whatever, more or less, fasting without eating. But he sipped water every day.
Yeah.
So there, it's essential. And there should be no. Like, you know, there's a lot of privatization now in water companies. Don't get me started on that because that's a rant and I'm not going there right now.
So you have another interesting local
I
one.
Do. I do. This one's very local, hyper-local. When I was a news anchor and I did all of that, I was asked to join a lot of boards and I really had to say no thank you because they are time-consuming and plus I had to really stand behind what I was doing. Mm-hmm. But I did join one. It's called the Lake Drive Foundation for Children Who Are Deaf and Hard of Hearing.
Yep.
I know that the folks at Lake Drive, and this is for the Sound Start program, which is the early intervention program.
Yeah, yeah.
Funding's been cut, slashed dramatically.
Right.
But early intervention has been proven to work.
Right.
So there's this group of 12 or so volunteers that all they do is raise money to keep this early intervention program for 11 counties in northern New Jersey, for children from 11 counties in northern, mm-hmm. to make sure that they get all sorts of therapy, and it's not just deaf and sign language, because a lot of children now are born with multiple handicaps,
yes,
and a lot of them are ESL, English as a second language.
Yeah.
So, you know, every year it costs more and more and more for the program to be maintained. So I was on that board for many, many years, and I had to regrettably step down because...
Now our friend Wendy is on the board.
She is, and my friend Sue Ann is there as well, and Stephanie, and I know most of the people, and I recruited someone after
I went to that school before it was the school for the deaf. That was the school I went to sixth grade in. Because they were in Mountain Lakes, they were rotating.
I don't want to say you're dating yourself or anything, but okay.
Yeah, but people don't know how long ago that was.
That's an old building, Meg. Oh, I'm kidding. No, but yes. And so, like, for instance, we had to raise money. Part of the money that was raised, yeah. You know, you don't want to have to pay for a roof on the building, but if they don't have a roof on the building,
yeah, right.
You know, we'd rather be paying, but the state cut funding. And here's a little statistic for you: these children, before the age of 3, are not considered students, but they are learning from the time they are diagnosed.
Yeah.
More than and it's proven that these early intervention programs, a child who is born deaf or hard of hearing that does not get early intervention ends up costing taxpayers.
Yeah, right.
In their lifetime.
That's preventative medicine, that's economic
as
well.
But it costs them $450,000 per kid. Or no, is that the right study? Yeah, it's way up there.
Wow.
It's a lot of money. So if we can get the early intervention program up and running and really kicking butt, and we do it, they did it for many, many years, but that is a hyper-local program. But hyper-local, yes, because it's out of Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. However,
anybody
children
can
in 11 counties.
Anywhere,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. So it's essential. Early intervention should never be cut.
So that's the Lake Drive Foundation?
Lake Drive Foundation for Children Who Are Deaf and Hard of Hearing. It's a little long-winded, but you can just look it up, and we'll put the website on the air, on the post.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, anything with animals, I can always...
So Rob has sent some in. Gina has sent some in.
Good.
So the whole post and... That'll be up by the time this podcast goes out.
Good.
So
The spirit of giving. And
folks.
In the spirit of giving.
In the spirit of giving, like we were mentioning before, Green is Universal Share a Tree is one of the ridiculously easy ways to do a little something for the environment, to give back to Mama Earth and the trees that so generously give to us every day.
Every
breath
day.
We take, man.
Every breath you take.
Let's go Sting. Yeah.
I got a song for everything. Drove my kids crazy when they were growing up. And to this day.
I do that too.
It's fun.
I have sound effects. I'm a sound effects girl.
It's
you sing,
so much
I do sound
fun.
Effects.
It's yeah. so much fun.
So stay tuned. We're going to hear from Heather Eng from Greens Universal. We got Gina coming up with a DIY segment. And
chocolate.
Yum.
The Green Divas get to talk to so many inspiring people who each in their own way is helping us find a deeper shade of green. Here's just one of them. Enjoy.
I had so much fun this week on Green is Universal, hosted with, I think, Arbor Day Network and a couple of other folks, a Twitter party. Woohoo! Holiday Twitter party. It was so much fun. I love Twitter partying by my fireplace. Anyway, the whole point was to, it's a Share a Tree campaign that they do every year, the annual campaign to plant trees based on how many Twitter people, I don't know, you know, but we have Heather Eng, who is the digital manager for Green is Universal, on the line to tell us all about how many trees we planted. Hi, Heather.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, I'm so happy to be here today.
That was quite a party.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. There was so much interaction, so many tweets sent out, and it really got the Share a Tree campaign off to a great start.
Yeah, and I think, you know, part of the thing was for every interaction, there was a tree planted. Is that the case?
Yep. Basically, Share a Tree is NBC Universal and Green is Universal initiative with the Arbor Day Foundation. And every year, we set a goal of planting 1 million trees, and we ask all of our fans to help us do so by taking a number of social actions. So for this year, people can create holiday photo e-cards. They can send Share a Tree tweets. And they could text tree to 436287. And for each of those, we'll plant a tree, up to 1 million trees.
Wow. So I know that if you go to the Facebook page, you have a Share a Tree campaign going. And how do people find that on Facebook?
Basically, you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/greenisuniversal. Or
okay.
You can go to our website, greenisuniversal.com. And from there, you can click on the Share a Tree button on each of those pages, and it'll take you right to the app.
Yeah,
and then within the app, you can click a button that says plant a tree, and then for each click, we'll plant one tree. And then you can also create your own card by choosing one of our gorgeous templates and then uploading one of your photos and then sharing it and saving it. And then once you do, we'll plant one tree for each of those as well.
It's fantastic. The templates are really fun, and it's just a fun thing to do. I want to go make cards just for fun, you know, and then I'm planting trees. Yay!
Oh, thank you. Please do.
So it was a well-attended Twitter party. There were some fun and interesting and thought-provoking questions, you know, about how do different people handle their trees? Do they get real or fake, and why? And what were some of the more interesting answers you got?
We had a lot of people sharing stories about what trees that they wanted to be or how they celebrated the holiday party, and just lots of share a tree tweets going around.
Yeah, there sure were. I had a lot of fun. I shared a picture of me sitting in front of the fireplace with my dog and my laptop, my little notebook there.
I saw that. That's a perfect kind of partying, in my opinion, especially in the winter months during the holidays.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm older now. I don't know, but to me, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. I love Twitter parties. So how?
Yeah, and there's no better way to celebrate the start of the holiday season and the tree lighting than with a Twitter party like that.
Yeah, and that's right, because simultaneously, the tree lighting at NBC at Rockefeller Center was happening, right? Oh,
we had a shout-out from Al Roker for Share a Tree.
Yes! Yeah, I said hi to Al. I said, thank you, Al. Come on, join him. I don't think he did, but there was fun. There was a lot of fun. So tell me, what are some of the statistics?
Right now, we have 107,000 trees planted out of a million, so we're off to a good start. Our goal is to hit it before the holidays. That would be the perfect holiday present, but if not, we have until December 31st, So please feel free to get the word out, text your hashtag Share a Tree tweets, send text to 436287, and create as many holiday cards as you'd like.
402?
Oh, the text is 436287. 8287 and just text the word tree to that number.
Okay, I'm writing this down because I'm going to put it on the Green Diva site.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sure it's written down somewhere else. I don't need to. It's wonderful, and I'm really, I was honored to be sort of part of the party, and I learned some things, and it was a lot of, there was some funny answers, and everybody seemed to be having a good time in the name of planting trees. So thank you, Green is Universal, thank you, Arbor Day Foundation, and for everybody who's participating.
Yeah, and thank you so much. We were so thrilled to have you participate, and thank you so much for getting the word out. It was so much fun, and we're really grateful for all the support.
Oh, it was an honor, and keep up the good work, Heather, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Talk to you soon, and thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed that as much as they did. Please visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. For more fun podcasts and information on the Green Divas and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Well, hello.
Hey, Gina.
How are you?
We missed you.
I missed you guys, too. I wish I could have been here for all the fun.
She's
earlier.
A party girl, man. It's all those holiday parties. What are you going to do?
No, jeez.
Well, I'm glad you made it in because... selfishly, also, you brought some goodies with you?
Of course. Why would I come empty-handed for Christmas?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been looking forward to this since your post.
I hope so.
And this is what we're going to talk about today. So yes. Each of us have done a DIY foodie gift.
Yes.
And I think Gina's is pretty darn cool. Well, and I actually haven't tried it yet. That's funny.
I know. Well, we're enjoying your foodie gift right now. Oh, so I mean,
it's handle so much
exactly.
Chocolate.
I know. But when you have time,
yes,
you'll get to try it. But for my foodie gift, I made my own chocolate bark.
Yes. Tell people what chocolate bark is.
Yes. So basically, what you're doing is you're buying good quality chocolate, depending on your taste. But you want a mix of like semi-sweet, depending on if you want it more milk-based or
right.
if you want dark.
Darker, yeah. More cacao.
Yes. And what you're doing is you're basically making your own bars, per se, but you're adding nuts and you're adding dried fruit. And then once it solidifies, you don't even need to bake it. Once it solidifies, you just break it up and you make pieces of bark.
I love it. Yeah. So you can really get, I love that you can customize these. So you made,
exactly.
You made what, you know, G.D. Mizar's favorite stuff and a sort of Mediterranean style to, uh-huh. to match her whatever background. And
yes.
And then for me, you made my special peanuts,
I did.
Peanut butter. Why didn't we bring any up? What were we thinking?
It's okay. You get to, we'll try downstairs.
Okay.
But what I did is I remember Mizar loves figs. Well, you
yes.
love figs too.
Yeah.
But
you also know that I don't like fruit mixed with my chocolate,
yes,
really.
Yes. You like it very sweet like that. So what I did is for Mizar, she likes a mix of milk and dark. So
yes.
I did a pretty basic ratio because you want to use about 16 ounces of chocolate regardless.
Okay.
And then you switch around the measurements depending on if you want it more milk-based or dark.
Okay.
So
okay.
for her, I did like 8 ounces of dark, 6 ounces of milk, and then the rest semi-sweet just to kind of hold it all
yep.
together.
Yep.
And then for her, what it is, you melt it on the stove with some butter.
Oh,
and then after there's no more chunks because you're using like chocolate chips or chocolate
yeah.
chunks.
Right.
What you do is you smooth it out onto a surface with either
like a wax paper or parchment paper.
Anything like yeah. that is
okay.
great. Grease it a little bit too. I would.
Yeah.
And then you add whatever toppings you want. So for Mizar, I candied some almonds and then I added fig.
Nice.
And then for you.
I'm going to try hers too.
Yeah, sure. Well, it is here. Mizar. So for yours, you said you like milk chocolate.
I do.
So I did a more milk chocolate base because I did 10 ounces of milk and then 4 ounces of a dark and then 2 ounces of semi-sweet. And then while that was going and kind of getting all the lumps and bumps out of that with some butter on the stove, I made my own peanut butter concoction with about a half a cup, I believe, of peanut butter, and then a couple ounces of semi-sweet chocolate, so it solidifies like the chocolate. And then you lay out the chocolate on the parchment paper, and then you swirl the peanut butter in it.
Oh, it looks pretty too.
Thank you.
And there's peanuts.
Yep. And I did roasted unsalted peanuts to accent that.
Yeah.
So that recipe is posted on as well.
Yeah. And then, like, keeping with the chocolate theme, because you inspired me.
Yes.
I kind of concocted, I was inspired by a vegan hot cocoa mix I found, but I really spiked it. And you know who really inspired me was David Avocado Wolf, our friend David
Wolf. Oh, David.
Right?
Yeah.
He's like the chocolate man.
He's awesome.
And, you know, I think he was recently down in Peru or something. I think he took a group of people down there. And so I made this an extraordinary, which you're drinking right now.
This, I'm not even kidding you, is the best I've had. It's so rich and sweet and just, but it's not overpowering.
It's kind of special.
It's really special.
Well, and I don't even usually like hot cocoa, but I made this, you know, vegan recipe also for my sister who's dairy free.
Yep.
And it's all gluten-free and everything. It's got some special ingredients like cayenne pepper, which you never would guess.
No.
But it just offsets, and there's a little bit of sea salt.
It adds depth to the taste. Yeah, I think that's what it does. It gives it a more complexity that you wouldn't find in like a Swiss Miss.
You would think we were talking about wine here, right?
Oh, it's so good.
And there's also maca powder in there, which is a really powerful.
What is maca powder?
Maca is some wonderful Incan, Mayan, I don't know which one.
One of those Central South American.
Yeah, like those superfoods from, you know.
Like chia seeds is a superfood.
It's a superfood that's supposed to be super healthy. And I wish I could tell you exactly why.
You can later in your post.
I can in the post, which I'm going to do. So by the time this podcast comes out, people will know.
Yes.
How to get there.
Oh, it's so good. This is, and it doesn't seem like it'd be that difficult to make once you have all the ingredients.
Once you have all the ingredients, and they're not, and I didn't cheap out. Like, I bought that really high-end cacao powder.
And you can taste that. You can taste the difference.
Raw organic from that Navita, what is the name of the company? Again, it'll be on the post.
It'll be on the post, yeah.
But it's all organic, raw, super high-end. And I even bought vanilla powder, which I have not seen, but I've heard about. And I kind of went out and looked for it. Oh, my God. It's like buying, you know, gold flakes.
It is.
But it's perfect in something like this. And you don't have to use a lot of it.
No, a little goes a long way for stuff like this.
You know, you put all the ingredients in I used a big stainless steel bowl.
Yeah.
And then I have some great mason jars that are colorful.
Look how cute this looks.
Oh, I know. And I put a couple of vegan marshmallows in the top.
Yes, make a little special.
And I put the, Mary made the cards, and the little card on the top lid tells you, you know, how to make it.
Yes.
And I happen to use an almond coconut milk. And which is actually pretty low fat and so rich and delicious.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is it makes it thick but naturally. Because don't you hate when you have hot cocoa or something and just watery? You know, this is just
Oh
great.
No, this is like crazy delicious for a vegan. Like you wouldn't eat, oh my gosh.
Very special. I'm so blessed. Thank you so much.
Well, so am I. Thank you, G.
Aww.
I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Enjoy your bark. Tell me how it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go right downstairs and try it too.
Great, great.
Everyone, bye-bye. Have a nice holiday.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
The clock is ticking, but we still have time, Megan.
We do. Some of these DIY ideas that, you know, we've kind of assigned ourselves the task of finding ones that are easy, sustainable, affordable, and, you know,
fun.
Obviously, yeah, fun.
Yeah.
But obviously, that, you know, we could do it the last minute, too.
Right. So who's going to run this down? Shall I start with a couple of mine? I got my glasses.
Yes.
On. Okay.
You are the DIY queen.
You already posted the bottle, the decoupage bottle.
Yes.
Which
I used
kind
to do that.
Oh,
love that.
Well, but you grew up in that certain age. You
my
know?
Mother was a decoupage queen.
Well,
I have boxes to this day.
Yes,
from my mother. Yeah.
And my mother has boxes, and I have a box. My daughter did after we taught her how to do it. Folks, it is so easy. It is so easy, but you have to go to thegreendivas.com and look for this decoupage post because everything is outlined there. All
yeah,
I
your
did
tutorial is really good.
I loved the way the post looked because it just came. I don't care what kind of paper you use; it doesn't matter. But decoupage is the art of cutting and pasting paper.
Yeah,
I took a wine bottle.
Right.
I just let it happen. You need Mod Podge, though. I mean, that's the thing.
Gotta have the Mod Podge.
And go to the tutorial because I did this in an afternoon.
Yeah. It's kind of fun. If you get everything laid out, it's fun. And I've done that with my kids where we all bought a box or whatever, and we sat down and just decoupage.
Right. And the thing is, we're not going to have time to do 40 or 50 layers of varnish.
No, no.
I mean, that's true decoupage so that it looks like it's inlaid. But I could continue to decoupage this bottle. I mean, you know, varnish this bottle over and over and over again, and I would get that effect.
Right.
So that's one very, very easy.
And what happened to the candy cane one? I couldn't find that post.
I have it.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's in. It's almost done.
Okay.
This is such an easy thing, okay? You know how you have salsa jars, any kind of a jar that's sort of short and squat.
Yeah.
Okay?
Like me? No.
you're not a jar, Megan.
Short?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay.
No, squat.
But,
okay.
You know, think of a candy cane as about, what, 5 inches sort of?
Right.
5 or 6 inches
so
high?
It sounds like a pasta jar. Yeah.
No, shorter.
Or pasta sauce.
No, it's got to be shorter. Like maybe a marmalade jar or.
Right. Relish or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Put a rubber band around that. Mm-hmm. Wash it out, obviously. Put a very thick rubber band around that.
Okay.
And start inserting candy canes all around.
Okay.
So that so that the hook faces out.
Right.
You tie a ribbon. Or several ribbons
to hide the
elastic band and hold everything together. And you fill it with fresh flowers and greens. And you bring it to your hostess when you go
hello.
To a party. And then you can eat the candy canes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's so darn pretty.
I don't like candy canes,
me
but
neither.
I think it's a great idea.
Me neither. But
it's
if you get good ones. No, me neither. I've never been. But it's less than 100 calories per candy cane. So it's not a bad snack
sugar.
If you want that. Yeah.
It's just a lot of people do love them. And it's a very clever, you know.
Well, it came
edible
together
gift.
So fast. Exactly. Now, my other one that I came up with, I was in the dollar shop because just like our friend, what's his name? The cheapskate.
Oh, Jeff Yeager.
He always says go to the dollar shop.
I know.
So I found myself in there. I forget why. Yeah, the dollar store. And there were these long stalks of bamboo. Now, bamboo in Chinese tradition, prosperity, longevity, strength, also in India.
If you place it in a certain place in your house, in a certain corner of your house, it's supposed to be really good for attracting abundance and prosperity.
It's a feng shui thing.
Feng shui.
And in Japan, same thing. In India, it symbolizes friendship.
Yeah.
So what I did for, you do. So do I. And I have one in my office.
Yeah.
So what I did is I went and I bought like 11 or 12 or maybe 15, I don't know, dozen stalks. And they have the curly ones and the short, whatever.
It grows like a weed.
It does. You can't kill it.
You can't.
So what I also did while I was at the dollar shop, I had to supplement some of the jars because I do have jars I keep at home.
Right.
But I got, you know, these fancy little syrup jars, like, you know, whatever. And I 5 or 6 because everybody at the bank, I love my bank. It's a small boutique bank.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to get one of these. And I put one stalk of bamboo in there, marbles, clear marbles.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I put ribbon and beads around where the threading is. So
sort
you don't
of like
see
you
that.
Did in that DIY last year.
The candle things, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that one. And then I looked up on the internet. I did the research and I wrote a little card out about bamboo and what it symbolizes.
Great, great.
And
do you know that bamboo is one of those air purifying plants?
Oh.
It's really good at purifying, especially our indoor air.
But it cost me for each gift, it's like $3.
Right.
Well, because I reuse all the ribbon that I keep,
and
scraps
yet,
of ribbon.
And yet it's a meaningful, thoughtful,
exactly.
fun gift. Like, I would love to get that. So if you have an extra, you could take care of me.
Don't tell Gina I made one for her.
Oh, good.
Well, because she has a new apartment, so it's good for her.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a good one. Plus,
I'm a cheap date. Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll let them know.
Yeah.
Wayne. Oh, sorry. then the other thing that I do too, you know, I make jewelry.
Yes.
You can be very elaborate, but folks, go and you can find beads. I like to go and buy old costume jewelry.
Yes.
Like if you're at the thrift shop, whatever, and then recraft it into something. Get the stretchy elastic, and you can make beautiful bracelets or a little
pins, anything. Like I have some great old earrings, and they're clip-ons, which I'm never going
to
use.
Oh, give them to me. I'll transfer them.
I'm going to put them onto a pin. Like
you can do that, pin, right, or I can make them into pierced earrings. Yeah, I can do that for you.
Ooh.
So. You know, it's just kind of fun because nobody else will have that gift.
Yeah, exactly. It's very unique, and I like that.
It's wonderful. When I had an agent in New York, I sent, you know, you got to take care of those who take care of you, right? So I had done a bunch of different stuff, and I sent them to over there. And it was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, because you're never going to see that again.
Right.
In the 70s, and actually, in the 80s and 90s, you know, we had those big clip-on earrings.
Mm-hmm.
I kept all of them.
Oh, yeah.
And I have made ton of different stuff out of that. So these are all little posts that, and there's still time, folks. There is still time. And you have the hot chocolate.
Well, and I'm going to talk, I talked about that on the DIY segment, so I won't go into it now, but it's a very, very easy, fun thing. All you got to do is get some mason jars and get the ingredients, put it all together, make a little tag, tie a little ribbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An old card to make a new tag.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, or there's like a million things. Like Mary and I had so much fun putting this all together.
Yeah.
And you saw what it looked like, and people will see on the website because I did a post.
And it tastes amazing.
It's
but
divine,
we both agreed that we would probably spike it with a little more cayenne.
Yeah.
Because we liked it that way. It's but you're secret, right. You were right to be conservative. Yeah. But I would.
You can't even tell. Like I'm sure that nobody would really know why this chuck was so special.
Yeah.
Why is this so special? I'm like, yeah, because there's
That's a secret
cayenne pepper and maca powder, which is healthy.
It's a root. That's an Incan root,
it's
right?
Like superfood, man.
Yeah.
And it's all organic, vegan, super
so good.
Yum.
Do I have to share mine?
No, not at all.
Really?
Absolutely.
All right.
Not.
Don't
it's
tell
for
anybody.
You.
Well, okay.
All right, folks. Have a fun DIY time and stay tuned. Bye-bye.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
So, anyway, it's been kind of a fun, quick hour of woohoo.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Oh my God, we're singing
together.
Da, 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 da,
well, because we won't see each other until after Christmas.
Yeah, next year. Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe between. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. I'm just looking forward to having a bang up time this Christmas.
Well, I just hope everybody has a healthy and just really gets to enjoy their families, whatever their family is.
Yeah.
Like whoever you're with, you know, make those people your family. And in the spirit of giving, worry more about what you're giving than what you're getting.
Correct.
And,
you know, I tell the story. I never get blue or depressed around Christmas ever.
No.
Because I spent a Christmas in the hospital when I was 19.
Yeah.
And on Christmas Eve, two little girls came in whose I believe mother was killed in the car accident. These two girls were cut up and bloody. I don't mean to go off on a downer, but it's got a good whatever.
Yeah.
We're talking many years ago, and the father was barely alive or whatever it was. And I vowed when I saw these two little girls on Christmas morning that I would never, ever allow myself to get blue around Christmas. So really, count your blessings is what this is all about. Count your blessings.
Well, you know, if you're not blue, then go out and find someone who might be a little blue and cheer them up.
Give them a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Share a hug.
You know what? I'd hug you right now, but
I know
knock over the microphones and the desk and the whole thing. So I'll give you one later.
Love you, Mizar.
Love you, Meg.
Have a great holiday, everyone. See you in 2014. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas radio show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.